Dr. Pinsky dictating a female IMEA, Terra Lisa, T-E-R-R-I-L-I-S-A, Holden, H-O-L-D-E-N. Terra Lisa Holden is a 59-year-old woman who reports she was injured at work on 1-8-21. Apparently she was working on a ship when she was crushed by a spreader that weighs tons. More specifically, she was struck in the abdomen and wrist with her elbows flexed. But as a result, she believes she injured her wrist, hands, and liver and was seen at Christiana Emergency Room the same day. Paired with this and subsequent evaluation, she understands her final diagnosis to be bilateral wrist fractures. Paired, she did undergo reconstructive surgery on her wrist as well as another procedure on her liver. Paired, in paragraph, as per the record supplied, she was seen at Christiana and had a CAT scan of the chest to be inserted here. Period. Chest x-ray showed no acute disease. Period. She had surgery on 1/11/21. Involving open reduction internal fixation left distal radius, comma open reduction internal fixation of the right distal radius. But this was for the postoperative diagnosis of bilateral distal radius fractures. Period. She was discharged from the hospital on 1/11/21. Period. She was also found to have a large left hepatic lobe laceration of the liver that was treated as well. Period. X-rays of the wrist done postoperatively showed internal fixation of a wrist fracture. Period. She was also placed in a cast and splinted post-operatively. Period. Follow-up x-rays were done while she remained in the hospital. Period. X-rays of the left humerus were done on 1/9/21. That showed no acute fracture. Period. X-rays of the right forearm showed acute displaced fracture of the distal radius. Period. This was seen again on x-rays of the right wrist. Period. On 1/9/21. She had x-rays of the right humerus that showed no acute fracture. Period. New paragraph. Ms. Holden followed up on 2/3/21 with Dr. Desai, D-E-S-I-I, who was the resident. Period. This was co-signed by Dr. Rybicki, R-Y-B-I-C-K-I. Apparently she was about a month out following trauma from which she had a liver laceration. Apparently ever since then, she had fairly persistent and constant abdominal pain and fullness. Period. They initially planned for an abdominal x-ray and trying to expedite a workup to GI. Period. If the abdominal x-ray is unremarkable, they may need to pursue a CAT scan for further evaluation. Period. She did undergo an abdominal CAT scan on 3/15/21 to be inserted. Period. She underwent another abdominal CT on 4/20/21 to be inserted here. Paired new paragraph. Ms. Holden followed up on 5/10/21 with Dr. Q-U-E-R-C-E-T-T-I, who is a partner of the surgeon, period. He noted her incisions were well healed with no signs of infection. Period x-rays showed maintained alignment of implants and fracture with interval callus and no loss of alignment. Period. She was to remain out of work for the time being and follow up in 2 months with repeat x-rays. Period. She was seen again on 7/6/21 when repeat x-rays were performed. Period. They showed routine healing with no loss of alignment. Period. The wrist range of motion on the left was 90 degrees extension and 70 degrees on the right. Period. Flexion was 80 degrees bilaterally. Period. She was able to make a full fist and had full range of motion of the fingers. Period. There was subjective numbness on the dorsal left hand. Period. She was cleared to return to work with no restrictions. Period. She followed up with Dr. Quercetti through 9/7/22. Period. Exam found bilateral wrist extension to 80 degrees and flexion to 80 degrees. Period. Grip strength was 5/5 bilaterally. Period. There was subjective numbness on the dorsal left hand in digits 4 and 5. Period. She was back to regular activities with no restrictions and continued to improve. Period. Physical therapy had also been rendered through that point. Period. New paragraph on 4. Right, then on 5/19/21, she underwent a CAT scan of the abdomen and pelvis to be inserted here. Period. She also had that's fine the way it is. She was seen on 8/4/21. By an infectious disease specialist named Ms. Bell, B-E-L-L, period. A chest x-ray was normal. Period. A CAT scan of the abdomen did not note any abscess, period. After this televisit, she was only to follow up as needed. Period. New paragraph. She was also seen by physiatrist Dr. Scholl, S-C-H-O-L-L, on 8/30/21. Period. He recommended continuation of physical therapy with the incorporation of work hardening. Period. He cleared her to work with activity modifications. Period. She saw him again on 10/29/21 when he recommended another 6 weeks of physical therapy, anticipating she would be at maximum medical improvement at that juncture. Period. On 2/28/22, Dr. Scholl wrote, she was almost 14 months from her injury. Period. She continued to improve, and he had no problem with her continuing therapy until she plateaus. Period. However, she remained capable of working in some capacity. Period. He did outline the limitations that he gave. period. She did have further therapy and saw Dr. Shaw through 7/25/22. Brady cleared her to return to work on 9/1/22, but to continue 4 weeks more of physical therapy period. Physical exam. Extremities upper, he simply rolled his sleeves up for visualization. Period inspection revealed healed surgical scarring in each wrist at the distal radius. Period on the right, it was 2 1/4 inches in length, and on the left was 1 1/2 inches in length. But there was also swelling of each wrist. Period. Wrist flexion on the right was 40 degrees and left 55 degrees, comma. Extension right 40 degrees and left 50 degrees, comma. Bilateral radial deviation to 15 degrees, comma, with ulnar deviation to 15 degrees on the right and 20 degrees on the left. Period motion of the shoulders, elbows, and fingers was full on all spheres without crepitus, tenderness, triggering, or locking. Period. And normal through hands, wrist, elbow. She had positive Finkelstein's maneuver on each wrist. For the rest of that is normal. With hand anemometry, there was virtually no strength displayed, indicative of symptom magnification. Period. This is especially the case since her hand grasp by manual muscle testing was 5/5. Period. She had full range of motion of the cervical spine, and Sperling's maneuver was negative. Period. Impressions on 1/8/21, Tara Lisa Holden was struck by an extremely heavy object while working on a ship. Period. She was seen at the emergency room the same day and underwent numerous diagnostic studies. Period. She was admitted to the hospital and underwent surgical intervention. Period. After discharge, she followed up for her wrists as well as her liver laceration with serial CAT scans. Period. She came into the care of Dr. Corsetti and had physical therapy. Period. She also saw Dr. Scholl, who had her continue therapy through his visit of 8/25/22, at which time she was cleared to return to work in a full duty capacity. Period. He paragraphed the current exam, found there to be decreased range of motion about both wrists that did not comport with that found by her treating physician upon discharge. Period. This may be evaluator error or limited volitional effort on the part of the examinee. Period. She did have intact strength by minor muscle testing, but by hand anemometry, it was markedly reduced. Period. She did complete a pain disability questionnaire as well as a quick dash instrument. Period. At first glance, these show a moderate amount of difficulty and interference with her usual activities, but will be calculated. Period. This is for the diagnosis of distal radius fracture on the right and the left. Treated surgically with successful open reduction internal fixation. Period. She has been able to return to her former full duty capacity with the insured. Period. She also indicates that she feels better now than when she was first injured. Period. End.